Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Sunny and mild today in your Storm Team forecast with a high of 73 degrees. A little bit cooler near the lake and mainly clear overnight, low down to 53. Milwaukee temp at 50 right now. Milton, Pounds, Florida, and many of the dire predictions about this monster storm manifesting overnight. Oof, sustained winds of 120 miles an hour, gusts up to 145 in Sarasota as the then Category 3 hurricane rushed ashore. Sarasota just south of Tampa on Florida's Gulf Coast. Tampa is where we find ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, who rode it out overnight. Jim, how did you and any crew you might have had there with you from ABC, how did you stay safe?
Well, staying inside, essentially, normally, and luckily, the power stayed on, so I didn't have to stay in the car, didn't have to keep the power inverter charged up, keeping the, you know, everything powered. So the hotel did keep its electricity overnight, and so I stayed up in my room on the 12th floor and felt the building swaying back and forth. It actually does that in a hurricane. I've felt that before. It wasn't such an issue here in the Tampa area, down to the south of here in the Sarasota County area. That's where really the worst of it in terms of landfall was done.
Jim, what do we know about any possible storm surge? That's been all the talk here the last couple of days.
Yeah, that's still waiting to see what the surge was around Sarasota. Here in Tampa, the real nightmare scenario would have been a direct hit on Tampa Bay from Milton. It would have, the storm surge would have inundated the areas around the bay as the bay's level was raised up. But instead, since it hit to the south, and because hurricanes rotate counterclockwise, some of the bay water was actually pulled out into the Gulf. So the bay level at the top of Tampa Bay, the level went down 2 feet, so which is pretty remarkable. We did have 93-mile-an-hour winds here in Tampa. It had lots of other effects, and in fact, this city broke its monthly rainfall record in just one day, 11 inches of rain overnight.
What is the sun up now? I mean, you're an hour ahead of us there, and you're on the eastern part of the country, obviously. Have you had a chance to look out the window here? What are we looking at?
Well, yeah, I took a drive around this morning before sunrise, and there are still big areas of blackness where the power was out, but they'll start getting that restored. I was surprised to see a lot of areas where the lights were still on, though, and a lot of debris around the area here that was blown around. That was to be expected, given that, first of all, we had Hurricane Helene 2 weeks ago and debris left over from that, but now the new debris, the tree limbs, the palm fronds, everything that was blown about by the storm yesterday.
ABC's Jim Ryan is live with us from Tampa, apparently spared the worst of this storm. The other big story was actually ahead of it, Jim, these tornadoes that broke out even further inland off the coast.
Yep. 4 people killed in a tornado, at least one tornado that struck 150 miles away from the point of landfall. This was way over on the east coast of the state. Port St. Lucie is where those fatalities happened. And it'll be remarkable if the devastation, the majority of casualties came not from storm surge, not from flooding or from wind, but from tornadoes.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Glad you're safe, Jim. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
I don't know, so I have mixed feelings. Remember, we were talking about the dire predictions, the worst, this could be the storm of the century. This is going to be the worst. And at least in Tampa, it's not that.
So
I'm not minimizing the damage and the cleanup and all the things that still have to occur.
It just hit south of Tampa. So because it sucked the water out in that area, there's still storm surge issues elsewhere.
Right.
They were just dramatically worried about a 15-foot surge in the bay there, what that would have done. It did take the roof off the Tampa Bay Rays stadium. That is now no longer a closed stadium.
Yeah, and they were staging. There were cots at the stadium. Actually, here, I'll get you that moment.
And there goes Tropicana Field roof.
Wow. I posted the video on social media. The winds are tearing the roof right off. All these cots on the stadium floor, the outfield of where the Rays play, and they were going to stage first responders and utility workers there. Some 10,000 were expected to at least stage there or perhaps even stay there as they try to get the power restored all over the state of Florida. They're going to have to rethink that now this morning. As for the storm at the moment, looks like virtually all of it is out over the Atlantic, even off of the east coast there, the Florida Peninsula. 7:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.